Well, it was March 23rd in the year of 52 when the Blackhawks and the Rangers dropped the puck. The remarkable record set there on that day was a combination of speed and skill and luck. From the frozen Red River in the north end of Winnipeg to the city of Chicago off afar, a speedy right winger named Billy Mosienko became one of the Blackhawks' biggest stars. Each time that he saw the NHL book of records, Billy dreamed of seeing his name among the greats. That night in March, when the Blackhawks skated out into the gardens, Billy would not have long to wait. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he'd get the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. In the early minutes of the game's third period, when the Blackhawks burst in across the line, Billy took a pass from his center, Gus Bodner, and slapped in a goal at 6:09. After that, Bodner was a face-off at center. Bodner won the draw and hit Bill with a pass. Billy streaked across the blue line, shot and scored at 6:20. Just 11 seconds had elapsed. Bodner won the next draw and passed the puck to George Key, who spotted Billy breaking in towards the net. Fired the puck again. The red light flashed at 6:30. 21 seconds, the fastest hat trick yet. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Time that Billy's hockey playing days were done, 258 goals were his lifetime tally. Then he went into business in his hometown of Winnipeg, opening his own bowling alley. Now there's a life-size photo of Billy at the entrance to the world-famous Hockey Hall of Fame. And there's a giant bowling pin in Winnipeg's north end advertising Billy Mosienko Lane. He got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, just 21 seconds earned him fame. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, the hockey world will always know his name. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko.
And since hockey season is upon us again, I thought I would share that to get everyone in the mood. In case you're not already there, the story of Billy Mosienko by the Cubasonics, and that is from their second CD, Giants of the Prairies. And the legendary Billy Mosienko, who scored the fastest hat trick in history. And for those who are not familiar with hockey and what a hat trick means, that means three goals in one game, as you may have guessed if you were listening to the lyrics of this song. At any rate, that song was also, I was inspired to play that on today's show because I was watching the game last night between the Canucks and the Oilers, and there was a hat trick that was scored by a Burnaby boy. So he's one of our very own from the Lower Mainland here in Vancouver area, and he's now playing for Edmonton. I haven't found out yet if he has any Ukrainian roots, but since he is in Edmonton, even if he hasn't, by the time he gets shipped off to another team, I'm sure he'll become an honorary Ukrainian, so we can very much claim him as one of our own. At any rate, that again was the Kubasonics with Billy Mozienko. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіо слухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павлина Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host, по-українське, that's Павлина. Thank you so much for joining me, and whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight to the Vancouver broadcast on AM 1320, or the International PCJ Radio Edition, or if you're time-shifting and catching the podcast of either edition, a very, very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian food flair, Sylvia joins us with another unique and uniquely Ukrainian cabbage recipe. On cultural capsule, Vasil Pavlovsky profiles the architect of modern democracy. And on Ukraine News Outlook, Keith Perron has a report on the Tymoshenko sentence and Amnesty International's request for Ukraine to end police abuse. We'll also have our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we're going to have quite a bit of it on this show because in the past several months we've had quite a bit of talk and not as much music. So I'd like to focus a little bit more on that for this week's program. We'll have some old, some new, and very interesting and entertaining music for you. So coming up next, we've got somebody. This is new, a performer from Lillooet, so just up a little bit north of Vancouver. And her name is Helena Stolyarchuk. Here she is now with an original composition of hers, which is Vilni Polit, Free Flight.
Вільні полі, птахи над океаном, неба безодня захоплюють взір. Вільні повір, вітру трави похиляє. Вільні полі, птахи заворожи. Океану безодня, неба височінь, ген там мобрій без краю далечінь. Як знайти, що зникає, не лишає слід, як зрозуміти світ? Вільні полі, зірок, що падають у ніч, не поспішиш, час бажання злетить. Вільний політ, вирієм почуттів із серця, віднесе там, де бажання здійснить. Океану безодня, неба височінь, ген там мобрій без краю далечінь. Як знайти, що зникає, не лишає слід, як зрозуміти світ, як зрозуміти світ.
Bowen Arts proudly presents the 2011 Talents of Ukraine Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary Donbas Professional Dance Ensemble from Donetsk, Ukraine. Audiences across Canada, from Vancouver to Montreal and points in between, will be amazed by feature artists Inessa Timochko on violin, soloist Svetlana Sasu, winner of the Tkatsisek International Competition, and all-Ukraine winner Yevhen Baskin. For more information, visit bowenarts.com. The Centrepoint Theatre in Ottawa, Monday, October 24th. Montreal Centre, Tuesday, October 25th.
Thank you. смугу без крика плаче, під лінією гуляє. Тьох-тьох-тьох-тьох-тьох-тьох, соловей ще береже, він свою всю пташину до гніздечка кличе. Соловей ще пече, він свою всю пташину до гніздечка кличе.
From Winnipeg, that was Sofia Bilozor from her CD Charivne Melodii, Enchanting Melodies, and Oi Uhayu Predunayu, In the Grove by the Danube. And before her, from a CD called Alleluia, put out by .com Recordings, this is a CD of 21 tracks of some variation, version, of Alleluia by a number of composers down the centuries. That was, of course, Mozart's, and that featured the soloist Ivana Plisch, and she was backed up by the Kiev Chamber Orchestra. And on this CD of 21 tracks of Alleluia, it features the KF Chamber Choir and the Boyan Men's Choir as well, and several soloists. And you'll be hearing more of this absolutely delightful CD in future programs here on Nash Holos. Coming up next is Ruta Yauni on Bowen Island. I think she's still on Bowen Island. I know she has opened up a practice in West Vancouver, but of course that's just a hop, skip, and a jump on a ferry from Bowen Island. So hopefully we'll catch up with Ruta shortly to find out what she's up to. But what we do know is that she has recorded two CDs, and this next number is from her second CD called Bringing in the Light. It is a composition by Hrihori Katasti, the sort of the grandfather of contemporary bandura music. And we're going to stay on the mellow side, but you will need your dancing boots a little bit later in the program, so don't put them away. But in the meantime, here is Ruta Yauni now with Musical Moment.
Thank you.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Get your pens ready for a special cabbage recipe I've had for a long, long time. Good recipes deserve to be shared. In all my travels and research of recipes, I've only found two recipes for cabbage pancakes. So, I thought it was time to share my recipe with all of you. These pancakes are a real nice change from potato pancakes and all the other savory pancakes we know and like. You'll need the following ingredients. 1 small, about 1.5 pound white or light cabbage, shredded. 4 tablespoons butter, oil, or bacon fat. And for the batter, you'll need 1/2 cup milk, 1 egg yolk, 1 whole egg, 1 cup flour, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. I find the easiest way to shred the cabbage, if you are not using a mandolin or a box grate, is to cut the cabbage in quarters, remove the core, and shred each quarter very finely. In a large frying pan, brown the cabbage in the fat and season with salt and pepper to taste. For the batter, combine the milk, egg, egg yolk, and stir into the flour and salt, beating until smooth. Mix cabbage into the batter and fry the pancakes. If you find the batter too thick, thin with some soda water or a little more milk. Drop by spoonfuls onto a well-greased, medium-hot frying pan and fry over medium heat like pancakes. This recipe is worth a try, as the flavor is outstanding. I like them hot or cold, served, of course, with sour cream or gravy. You can make these up ahead of time and reheat gently in the oven when you're ready to serve them. I think this recipe would work well with drained or chopped sauerkraut. Use about 1.5 cups to start with. Anyway, experiment and let me know how it worked out for you. If you'd like to, treat your taste buds. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Up next from Winnipeg and from their second CD, Steppin' Out, with the female beat. Here is the female beat with Petrush.
Ой, я люблю Петруша, та сказати боюся. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Пила мене матуша, що я люблю Петруша. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, пілалечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, пілалечка, чорний вуз. Як не вижу Петруша, то відбіти боюся. Ой, пірене Петруш, пілалечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, пілалечка, чорний вуз. Петруша, побі боку Петруша. Ой, пірене Петруш, пілалечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, пілалечка, чорний вуз. Наварила, напекла, а для кого, для Петра? Нема Петруша. petrelische Ritz, vor dem Moja Varenitz. Nimm a petrelische Ritz, vor dem Moja Varenitz.
Cultural capsule, especially for Nashwalas. Throughout Ukraine's turbulent history, there were some milestones which could be considered not only first for Ukraine, but for all of Europe. Today's persona was born on October 11, 1672, in the village of Kostun, which is now in current-day Belarus, into a large noble family of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. His father Stepan fought on the side of the Polish king and died in the Battle of Khotyn in December of 1673. His mother, a Belarusian, had him baptized under the canons of the Orthodox Church, though nevertheless he studied at the Jesuit Collegium in Vilnius, and then later at the Kiev Mohyla Academy, where he completed his studies in 1694. If there was ever a historical figure who could be considered a polyglot in the full meaning of the word, today's persona was fluent in Ukrainian, Polish, Old Church Slavonic, Bulgarian, Serbian, Latin, Italian, German, Swedish, French, Russian, Ancient and Modern Greek, and Turkish languages. In 1698, Pilip Orlik was appointed secretary of the Kievan Metropolitanate, and a year later he became a member of Hetman Ivan Mazepa's General Military Chancellery, and in 1706 was appointed as General Chancellor, making him Mazepa's closest aide. After the Battle of Poltava in 1709, Orlik, together with Mazepa and King Charles XII of Sweden, along with more than 50 officers and about 500 surviving Cossacks, escaped to Bender, located in what is now Moldova. Many historians consider this flight to Moldova to be Ukraine's first politically based migration. After Mazepa's death, Orlik was made hetman of the exiled Zaporizhian Cossacks on April 5, 1710. On that same day, the Pacts and Constitutions of Rights and Freedoms of the Zaporizhian Host was drawn up and signed. Historians consider this document written by Pilip Orlik to be the first modern European constitution, and it was witnessed and given approval to by King Charles XII of Sweden. It established a democratic standard for the separation of powers in government between the legislative, executive, and judiciary branches, well before the publication of Montesquieu's Spirit of the Laws in 1748. This constitution also limited the executive authority of the hetman and established a democratically elected Cossack parliament called the General Council. Unfortunately, this constitution was never put into practice, and Orlik spent a great deal of his life traveling and always lobbying the different nations of the day to support the renewal of Ukraine's sovereignty. In 1722, he was detained by Turkish authorities and interned at Saloniki until 1738. Eventually, he settled in Iasi, in the Romanian part of Moldova, where he died at the age of 69 on May 24, 1742. I am Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the author of the first modern European constitution, Hetman Pilip Orlik.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, our correspondent in Kiev reports on the 7-year jail sentence of Yulia Tymoshenko. Amnesty International urges Ukraine to end police abuse. I'm Keith Parent. Leaders from the European Union, the United States, and Russia have made strong statements against Ukraine for the trial against former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Questions are now being asked whether Ukraine's integration into the European Union are at stake, as well as the future gas deals between Russia and Ukraine, since Ms. Tymoshenko was given a 7-year jail sentence. Our correspondent Herhor Gokemp has the details.
From the early morning, thousands of supporters of Yulia Tymoshenko had gathered near the court building, where Judge Rodion Kireev was about to announce the verdict in the trial that started in the summer. At some point, the crowd managed to block the main street in the center of Kiev. A huge police force was present to keep them from getting too close to the court, where only journalists had access. Inside, Judge Kireev needed several hours to read the full text of the verdict. Tymoshenko appeared tense and, as before, refused to stand up before the judge. When the judge was nearly finished and read out the sentence, 7 years imprisonment for abuse of power, Tymoshenko rose and again addressed the media and the Ukrainian people, ignoring the judge altogether and calling upon Ukrainians to be strong. Long live Ukraine, she concluded. In the street, her supporters expressed outrage at the verdict. The outcome of the trial has been closely watched outside Ukraine. In Brussels, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, said she was extremely disappointed with the verdict.
The trial that took place didn't, in our view, respect international standards of being fair and transparent and having an independent legal process. I've repeatedly asked for this in statements that I've made. Unfortunately, what we're seeing confirms that justice is being applied selectively in what we see as politically motivated prosecutions of the leaders of the opposition and members of the former government.
Ashton warned Ukraine to refrain from attempts to prevent or hamper Tymoshenko's participation in future elections.
These risk having real implications for that bilateral relationship between Europe and Ukraine.
The Russian Foreign Ministry issued a statement on Tuesday saying that there was a clear anti-Russian subtext to the ruling. Tymoshenko, it said, had been convicted for agreements between the Russian and Ukrainian gas companies, which were still functioning and no one had abolished. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin called the verdict dangerous, saying it could jeopardize energy relations between the two former Soviet states.
That was Gerhard Gokemp reporting. Ukrainians held in police custody are routinely subject to beatings, abuse and extortion, said Amnesty International on Wednesday, urging the Ukrainian government to set up an independent body to investigate such crimes. In a report, the London-based watchdog said hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are mistreated in police custody and prosecutors fail to address their complaints and bring those to justice. The Interior Ministry spokesman, Victoria Kushnir, said that the government would study the Amnesty International report, but declined further comment. The abuse is rooted in the Soviet legacy of law enforcement officers presuming superiority over ordinary citizens and a legal system that builds criminal cases on confessions instead of examining evidence and questioning witnesses. Most police officials are underpaid, which pushes many to detain and abuse innocent people and then release them for a bribe. One of the most shocking cases cited by Amnesty is that of a student that died in police custody in May 2010, several hours after being detained in what authorities initially said was the result of a fall from a 50-centimeter bench in the detention cell. The case shocked many Ukrainians and caused students to protest in Kiev. An autopsy report concluded that the student died as a result of a fractured skull and internal bleeding that was sustained during contact with a blunt instrument. His mother believes a policeman pushed her son onto the wall while interrogating him, causing the death. A video filmed by the surveillance camera inside the police station shows police officers dragging him into the cell and leading him onto the floor. One policeman has been charged with negligence and another of abuse of office. The court is now hearing the case. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
Скоро вечір. Одинокий лист, гнаний вітром, пролітає повз мене. Він більше сюди не повернеться. Не повернусь, мабуть, і я. Бо навіщо? Ми моє кохання, як той жовтий лист, він може впасти тільки до твоїх ніг. Не знаю я, чи знов сюди прийду, та залишаю замість себе ті квіти, що знайшла в саду для тебе. Для тебе я, а може завтра ти пройдеш осту, де вітер пельський колише. Так знай я щастя своє тут лишила, лишила. Можливо, завтра ти пройдеш біля місця наших зустрічей. Можливо, побачиш мій останній дарунок нашому коханні. І якщо вітер не розвіє ті квіти, не чіпай їх, вони мертві. Нехай вони лежать, викликаючи хвилинки суму у закоханих, що проходять поруч. Не знаю я, чи знов сюди прийду, та залишаю замість себе ті квіти, що знайшла в саду для тебе. Для тебе я, а може завтра ти пройдеш осту, де вітер пелюсті количе. Так знай я щастя своє тут лишила, лишила.
And that was the enduringly popular Sofia Rotaru from a recording, a vinyl recording, made shortly after the death of Volodymyr Ivasyuk, a tribute recording. And that song was called Jolta Lestia, which means yellow leaves. And that certainly is something that we're seeing a lot of these days here on the west coast of Canada. Now, I did warn you earlier that you would need your dancing boots for later on in the show, and the time has come. We've got Tutti Tam now from their most recent CD and the Bukovinian Wedding Dance. Thank you. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. That was Inessa Timochko, a dazzling violinist, now from New York, originally from Lviv, and I saw her perform here in Vancouver along with some lucky listeners here of Nash Holos at the Talents of Ukraine performance in Vancouver on October 11th. She is absolutely dazzling on stage and a delight to listen to and to watch. And if you would like to purchase some of Inessa's music, you can visit her website, which is inessa.com, INNESA.com. Before the break, you heard Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv with Techa Voda Kalamutna. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com, pcjmedia.com, and on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Як не зміряв броду, то не лізь у воду. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you haven't measured the depth of the ford, don't go into the water. Very good advice. Well, our time is just about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have the Sounds of the Steppes from Dryden, Ontario, and Al's Medley. It starts out a bit slow, but after the first 30 seconds, you are definitely going to need your dancing boots. And again, that will be Al's Medley. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.